Blog Talk Radio.
If I'm in love with you, baby, and I'm telling you so, I am hooked on your love, and I want you to know.
Welcome to the show. It looks like it's going to be one of those episodes where no one shows. But I'm going to keep being consistent. As always, I am here. And if you guys want to chop it up, I am here. Today is October. What's today? Today is October 22nd. This is Season 5, Episode 89. It's another free-for-all. Still having had an opportunity to reach out to my co-host to see what everybody is planning to do. In the meantime, between time, I'm just going to hang out here for a little while and see if anyone gets on the air. Yep, that is what I'm going to do. Yep. I'm only going to give it maybe about 10 minutes. I'm not going to hang out too long. But I will play some music. That's what I'm going to do. I'm a DJ until I get some people on the air. I need to update my music catalog. Because I'm pretty much played everything on here. Oh, yeah, even though it's not the summertime, but this is always a good throwback. I'm going to listen to this right here. Yes, sir. It's another one I wanted to hear, though. Oh, you know what? I'm just going to play my podcast intro. Hey, sis. I was on air talking to myself, girl. Oh, you driving. Okay, sis. I appreciate you. I'm about to bring you in because I was just sitting here twiddling my thumbs, girl. Okay, awesome. I'm about to bring you in.
Hey, sis.
I've been consistent, girl.
Yes, you have.
I've been consistent. I said, sis, gonna be proud of me. I said it, though. I said when I came up, I didn't see anyone. I said, I'm just gonna sit here. Somebody gonna come on. Hey, sis, how you doing?
I'm tired, but I'm okay.
You tired, but you okay? Yeah, I'm pretty cool. I had a pretty decent Sunday. I was trying to get my work done before I came on air. I got most of it done, so that's a good thing. So once I'm done, I'm going to finish that up, and then I'm going to finish my workout and call it a night. Get ready for this week. How was your week?
Long.
It was long.
Long.
How work going?
Mm-hmm.
How's work?
You know I don't like it.
Yeah. I got you. I got a new set of headphones. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah. Yeah, you sound a little low, but yeah, I hear you though.
Oh, do I sound low? It's probably me. Let me see. Hold on. Oh, can you hear me now? I mean, am I a little louder now?
Nope, it's the same.
Oh, it's the same. I don't know. It might be me or it might be the headset. I've been playing around.
Now you sound a little louder.
Oh, do I? Okay, that's cool. Okay, somebody said they couldn't hear me. I'm not sure who that was. Uh-oh. He might be calling a different number. I'm about to say try again. Yes, so today we're going to do another free-for-all. I didn't get a chance to reach out to everybody. I'm going to try to really make that my goal this week just to see where everyone is because I'm really looking forward to getting everybody back on the schedule. 415, thank you for calling in. We're just doing a free-for-all today. I do have a couple of things I do want to talk about. I'm sure you guys may have heard about, you know, even though I'm not on social media, I am on YouTube, so I do see what you guys see on, you know, the different platforms on Instagram and Facebook, things like that. But, yeah, sis, we got to talk about this. We got to talk about the, well, it's two things I want to talk about. But the main thing was I know you saw the video about the girl who wouldn't go to the Cheesecake Factory with the guy. You saw that video, right?
No, but I heard about it.
I should have gave you a heads up because I really wanted you to. Is there a way I can? Let me see something. I want that because I want you to hear it. Let me see. I got many phones right here, so let me see if I can. The phone is this. I'm going to pull it up because I want you to hear it so you'll know what's going on before you comment because it was a trip. So basically, I'm just going to give you a highlight. So basically, the guy met the girl. He invited her out. And when he arrived to her, well, I don't want to give you too much because I want to hear, but basically he ended the date, okay? So she was just being an interesting female, I'm going to say that. Hold on, let me see if I can, I'm going to find a video and I'm going to see if I can play it for you so you can hear it, so you can kind of get an idea of what's going on. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised you didn't see the video.
I haven't looked at nothing. Just like the news. I only seen the news.
It's not letting my grandson said he can't get on. Hold on a second. It's the number. I don't know the number.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, sis. I'm pulling it up.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Let me go back to my finger, my jiggy. I want you to hear without the commentary. Let me see. I'm trying to find it without the commentary because I just want you to hear it. Maybe this is right here. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me, sis?
Can I hear who? You?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, hold on. That's what I want you to do, hear me, because I put you on speaker. Hold on a second.
I started to just record this, but hold on.
Let me back it up.
Okay. Stop me at the Cheesecake Factory, y'all. Oh, you know this one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you want me to open the door for you?
Yeah. This is the Cheesecake Factory. This is the Cheesecake Factory, y'all.
What's wrong with that?
This is a cheese restaurant. Who takes someone that looks like this to a cheese restaurant?
You want to talk about it? I want to talk about it. You want to confirm that?
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Come on, get up. Go on in the car.
Okay, sis, did you hear any of that?
She upset because she going to the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay, so hear this part. I don't want to play the whole thing. I do got a couple people that called in. Guys, what I'm doing is I want us to talk about the Cheesecake Factory incident. I'm sure most of you guys already heard about it, but sis haven't, so I want her. She heard about it, but she didn't see the video. But I want her to hear some of it. I'm not going to play it all, but I just want her to get the gist of it. So, even if you guys haven't heard it, just listen a little bit to get the gist of it. Okay, hold on.
Look at me. When you take out a beautiful woman and you're courting her, because I get courted, so you're courting her, right? You're supposed to take care of her. You're supposed to cover her, you're supposed to protect her, cherish her, treat her well, right?
Yeah. And I agree. I expect with expectations for myself to keep you safe, you know, to respect you, to pay for your food, of course, pick you up, of course, and just treat you like a gentleman, which I believe I have done.
I mean, you have been pretty bad, but, I mean,
I on the other hand, have certain expectations for a girl I go out with on a first date. I expect her to be respectful, too. I expect her to be cooperative, and at least, you know,
what did I do that wasn't cooperative?
Well, I mean, like, even, like, when we were walking to the car, you wouldn't, put your hand around my arm or anything like that, or pull my
hand
or anything like that.
I mean, it's too early for that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
can respect that.
Okay, sis. Uh-huh. Okay, so I don't want to bore you with the whole video, but it's like a 10-minute long video. So basically, I just wanted you to get the gist of it. So basically, this is what happened. He asked her out on a date, right? So when he arrived to her apartment, she wasn't ready. He had her wait a whole hour. He waited a whole hour for her, right? So then when she come down, he comes downstairs. He takes her to the Cheesecake Factory. So during this whole time, she's on live somewhere. I don't know if she's on TikTok, Facebook, or IG. But she's talking to, you know, her friends or whatever on her social media platform. So when he pulled up to the Cheesecake Factory, this girl locks the door when he goes around to the other side to open the door for her. And then she rolled down the window and said she wasn't getting out the car. So basically, she said that she's too beautiful, she's too pretty, blah, 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 to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Her ass would have been hungry. She would have been hungry. If you know what,
but wait.
I'd have dropped her ass right back off at home.
Wait, sis. because that's what he did. He dropped her off. He took her. He was going to take her to Aria's, whatever that restaurant is. I didn't get a chance to look it up, but he was going to take her to Aria's. But because she was an hour late, the time that they left her house was the time that they were supposed to be at the reservation, right? Now, this is an exclusive restaurant. So she said, yeah, that's the spot right there. Take me there. He like, no. He told her no. So he pretty much told her, I'm not taking you anywhere. I'm going to take you home. So when he pulls out the parking spot, it's like, okay, let's compromise. But what do you mean compromise? She says she's too pretty. She's too good for that. That's going to be embarrassing, blah, blah, blah. And she didn't want to go to the Cheesecake Factory. But wait, sis, before you respond, my understanding is Cheesecake Factory is not cheap. That's not an Applebee's or a Friday's.
It's not, but my whole thing is, even if it was Applebee's or Friday, your ass be grateful and thankful and go and have a good time. So,
She was very.
I just dropped her ass off right at home.
He did. He took her back home. But I know she felt like, because I don't get that part. Another part of what I wanted to kind of talk about was, of course, traditional dating versus now. Dating is just different. Like, people expect too much out of a date. There's another video. I don't know if you saw that. And then we still don't know, when I say we, is the people that watch the video, if it was really someone there. Because she may have just made this video for content. But this girl said that this guy had been asking her out. She really didn't like him. But then one day she was hungry, bored. So she told him that, okay, let's go out for some drink. Well, he invited her out for drink, but they ended up going to this restaurant where she ordered 48 oysters, sis. When I say she ordered 48 oysters, some crab cakes, and potatoes, he had one drink, even if he was there. But she was complaining because she was saying that he went to the bathroom but he never came back and she had to pay the bill. But you ate all that bill, all that food. Not only did she eat all that food, man, you got to see that video, because I should have sent you these videos before we got on air so you could kind of see. But he invited them both on the show. Because he wanted to interview the guy, and then she ended up coming on too. So he interviewed him first, then he interviewed them both on the show. So in her ideology, in her mind, she was raised a certain way that the guy needs to provide her. But I know you didn't hear all of the video, but she was saying how, I mean, he was saying how she wouldn't hold his hand. She wouldn't put her arm around her. He get the part about, okay, I don't know you that well, but you want me to go spend all this money on you, but you don't know me that well. But you had this man wait a whole hour, though. A whole hour.
Exactly.
Man, that was kind of deep. I don't understand. That I didn't comment on the video, but of course a lot of people was commenting on it, saying that, you know, she was dead wrong for that, because a person is taking you out, like, you know what I'm saying? And of course, if it's that type of guy, he's gonna pay for it.
He could have just said, let's go out for a coffee, you know what I'm saying?
A first date
don't have to be all that expensive, and I don't know you and you don't know me. I don't expect all that from nobody.
Yep. And that's what she was saying. Like, I don't know you that well to hold your hand, but you want to go sit down and eat and spend all my money. Had a nice car, too. He was an Indian dude, short. She was like 6'2", almost 6'2".
Damn.
Or was she almost 6'1"? Yeah, she was a big girl. She was a big girl. And she wasn't like, she was nice looking, but you're not all that.
I understand about confidence, I understand about loving yourself, I understand about wanting the best for yourself, but you don't know that man. He don't owe you nothing. You trying to get to know you. Your first impression, that impression right there, I wouldn't have wanted your ass either.
That's that entitlement that, you know, we be talking about. Yeah, that was kind of interesting. But I definitely want to talk about it. I got a few folks tuned in. I think that's Keontae. Hey, Keontae. Hey, I don't know if that's Ara or Tashawn. Both of them got Atlanta numbers. 239, I see you. Thank you for tuning in. We talking about dating in the 90s. 415, I want to talk. I'm not sure who that is. But they got their hand up. Let me see what they got to say. Hold on. 415.
It's Dante. What's going on?
Dante! What's going on, Dante? I was like, 415? Whose number is that? Your number is familiar. Hey. Hey, Dante. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I definitely appreciate you tuning in. Hey, Jerome. I see you. We talking about, it's a free-for-all again today. We talking about the, of course, the viral video, the Cheesecake Factory incident. Did you see the video?
I didn't see the video, but I've been listening to y'all talk about it for some time now. Y'all was talking about how the lady was acting ungrateful, saying that she's too pretty to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
That's actually, I see you. I'm gonna bring you in 1 second. I was trying to play the video. It's a 10-minute long video, so I didn't want to play the whole video, but I wanted those who did get an opportunity to watch it to kind of get the gist of it. But yeah, a guy had invited her out. He actually had plans to take her to a nice restaurant, but she had him waiting a whole hour. So of course they missed the reservation, and he ended up taking her to the Cheesecake Factory. In her mind, she's just too good for the Cheesecake Factory. Of course she got blasted on social media and everything like that, but what's your thoughts on that?
That's the, like he said, that's the entitlement mentality. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of women, of course not every single woman, but, you know, some of the modern day women, they have like this entitlement, and they have like this false expectation of how certain guys should be. And they don't have a real value and a real substance of how a guy should be. They just go based off of everything that they hear. But they never really had that real thing. So they just bounce off of different things, different ideas. That's not practical and real. Like, I was watching this one, like, brief video. And you know how they, on IG, when IG or YouTube, they be doing, like, those little interviews. You have people on the streets doing interviews, interviewing different women. And you be having the guys asking, like, the women, what do you want out of a man? How much a man should make? A lot of them be like, well, an average man should make $500,000. The average man don't even make that amount. That's part of the one percenter. So it's like they don't have this practical, like, mindset when going into, like, relationships and things. Because, like I said, they bounce off of different things that they hear and see from things on social media and things like that. So they don't know. So you just got a lot of people walking around with the entitlement, and they feel like the entitlement that they have is real life, is realistic. It's practical when it's impractical and it's not real or reality at all.
That's interesting. $500,000. Whew. That's quite interesting.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But that's definitely entitlement. Let me see what 330 has to say. They wanted to chime in real quick. Hold on 1 second. Dun, 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 dun. 330.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can hear you loud.
Hi.
Thank you for tuning in. You wanted to chime in on what we were talking about?
Yes. Hi. This is Dante's girlfriend. He tagged me on here.
Oh,
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm glad you joined the show. Oh, that's so sweet. So,
crazy.
I don't know if you saw the video. Oh, that's what's up.
No.
Did you get a chance to watch the video?
But I heard it.
Okay, so yeah.
Watch it, but I heard. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Everybody after the show, y'all get a chance. Go watch the video. Again, I was trying to, you know, play a little bit so you guys can get the gist of it, but it's kind of long, and I didn't want to take up most of the show. But basically, the guy took her out, took her to the Cheesecake Factory. He had plans on taking her to a nice restaurant, but he had her wait for about an hour, so he ended up saying, okay, let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. She locks the door.
Mm-hmm.
As she goes around to open the door for her, she wouldn't get out. The whole while she's recording him, but he had a nice conversation letting her know how he felt, and he ended up taking her home. So what's your thoughts on that?
I think that's crazy. There is nothing wrong with the Cheesecake Factory.
I'm just saying.
There is nothing wrong
with
that. There is nothing wrong with that. I mean, she could just be happy and just enjoy the man treating her.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
That's
and he seemed like such a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
But I guess that, and it's not to bash the women, the woman, of course, because, you know, I'm sure guys, entitled guys, would expect something different as well. But a meal is a meal. Like, if you don't know me as well for you to hold my hand or hold my arm or, you know what I'm saying, just at least give me a courtesy call. Like, okay, I'm going to be about an hour. She had him waiting a whole hour before she even came downstairs. And it's like, so in her mind, she's too pretty. She was dressed a certain way, and she said she would die, by the way. She said it was embarrassing, and if she go in there, she's just going to die. It's like, what?
So
are you
what
serious?
You said earlier, I think maybe somebody she knew was in that restaurant. It had to be, because there's no way for her to act like that. She might have seen somebody she knew in that restaurant.
Well, she actually had her friend. She was on live. She was either on live on TikTok or one of those platforms because she was talking to them while she was talking to him. So the whole time he's being recorded, and they're having a conversation about it. So, like, the conversation they're having, she's including her friends or whatever on the phone. Like, do y'all hear him? And then he tells her, like, okay, I was going to take you to Aria's, which is the nice restaurant, apparently. And then she was like, right, that's where we can go. Call them. He like, no. And then she tell her people, like, no, he didn't. I'm not taking you there. I'm not taking you there. And we're not going to Cheesecake Factory. And he took her home. But, so it's
I
would have
took her home,
too. Yeah, he ended up interviewing both of them. His name is Kevin somebody. He ended up interviewing him first, and then he interviewed them both together. And they kind of talked it out, but, of course, she got a lot of bad backlash from social media or whatever because she was actually very ungrateful and entitled. Yeah. So, but I definitely wanted
that's the problem.
Kinda...
Yeah.
But she didn't get no bad backlash. She got what she deserved.
Yeah, I know.
She didn't get it is about bashing her because if a man treated a woman like that, they would have a fit. You know, if he say I ain't taking you out, I ain't buying you a drink or whatever, you know, would have a fit. She ain't entitled to nothing. She entitled to pay her own damn bill. Wherever she want to go, she entitled to pay what she ordered.
Well, she should
get that simple as that because I wouldn't pay for a shit. She would be one hungry because she wouldn't even get a glass of water on me. And I'm just telling the truth. She would be thirsty. She would be sucking up that spit because, baby, listen. It's a matter of respect.
Like, the last time I don't think I've ever been on a date. I know I've never been on a date with a person that I met, like, the first time. The first time we meet, we went out to eat. I've never done that. Like, I've been on a date with, of course, my guy or whatever. And I'm trying to think who paid. I think the last time I've been on this day, y'all, don't judge me. But I think the last time I've been on a date was 2008. I think I may have paid the meal. But we used to always go out on dates in 2008. That was the last time I've been on a date. But even if I was to go on a date, like right now, first time meeting the person, I probably wouldn't because I do have trust issues. Well, I don't have trust issues. I'm just, like, really nervous of people that I don't know. But definitely me being the type of person that I am, I wouldn't have did anything like that. I wouldn't go to Cheesecake Factory for this reason only. Cheesecake Factory is incredibly dark. And I remember one time me and my family went out and I had to eat my food with a flashlight. It's so dark in there. The one we went to anyway. So that's the only reason why. I thought I was tripping. Because that's why I had to eat with my flashlight on my phone.
It's not supposed to be lit up in there. I need to see my food.
And that's why I don't go to the bar, because it's so dark. I need to see who in there, and I need to see who's in front of me. Yes, ma'am. But I'll go to Applebee's. So did you guys see the video about the girl? And again, I still don't know if the guy was actually there, but this guy had been asking her out, so she finally say okay when he asked her out for drinks. So they go to this restaurant that had oysters, and she sat there and ate 48 oysters, potatoes, and crab cakes in front of him with the flashlight, by the way. But she was videotaping it the whole time. Did y'all see that one?
Oh, my God.
That's wild.
And the guy, again, we never saw the guy, so we don't even know he was truly there. But she did show a picture, a video of his drink that he never touched. So basically he went to the bathroom and never came back and left her with the tab. But how do you sit there and slurp 48 oysters, eat potatoes and crab cakes on the first date? And y'all was only supposed to go out for drinks, no food.
That's wild.
People don't have dating etiquette no more.
No.
People don't have dating etiquette. They don't know how to act on a date.
Nah.
Some people ain't never been on a date. And if they don't post it on social media, they figure it ain't happened. And you know what? I would do the same thing. I'm with the men on this. I swear I am. I'd have left her ass there too, paying for them oysters and whatever else they had.
I got you.
You know what? Women, in the past, women have gotten up from dates and left, like they going to the bathroom, and they have left the restaurant. That's exactly what her ass get.
Wow.
Yep.
See, I'm not about to do that, and I think that's because I'm an adult and I'm older. I would not do anything like that. I just wouldn't want to do a person like that. Go ahead, Jerome. You wanted to tap in. I just saw your text. How you doing, Jerome? Good evening. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, y'all. I was gonna say that I think a lot of that stuff be staged at this point, right? Just for some likes, and just for the sake of, like, people be wanting to, like, feel like they relevant. Social media then made people feel like they more relevant than they is, because a lot of times too. So let's go with that narrative. But let's go with the narrative that is true too, right? So even if it's true, I think we got to do better as men as picking our women. You know what I'm saying? And the reason I say that, because social media, it made it so easy to just slide in a DM versus actually walking up to a person and introducing ourselves and actually courting them, right? So I think a lot of that plays a part too with the dating pool nowadays as well, like that DM, man. And another thing too is that the shit ain't realistic. A lot of times people want to go places that they can't even take themselves. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, as men, we got to do better with, like I say, not only choosing our women different, but choosing where we take them on a date. Because guess what? You can have a nice coffee date with a person. Because, look, if
that's
you have a coffee date, right,
mm-hmm.
and you get to know, it eliminate all the bullshit because you're forced to converse and actually talk
mm-hmm.
with a person versus actually admiring the place that we at and talking about some superficial shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I need to go back to, like, how we date as men. And also, too, like our value systems. We don't be choosing people that share the same value systems.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, for real, we be thinking because the person look nice, male or female, we think because the person look nice that they quality. And that shit just be aesthetics. You know what I'm saying? Because you take
mm-hmm.
that shit away from a person, you know who they are. So just like looking at shit from a different perspective, for real. Like, but I definitely say, us as men, and no disrespect to women when I say this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, man, we got to realize that, for real, we turn around. He's like, I like this, Queen. But look, but that's man, really the prize. Because check this out. I know it's always taught that the woman the prize, but check this out. Men get more seasoned as they get older. You know what I'm saying? Women's value go down when they get older. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they're not really in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because look at it. Think about this. Think about this,
mm-hmm.
right? Men turn around as they get older. They more grounded. They more stable. They more secure. You know what I'm saying? But the things that a man require from a woman, it's not the same thing that a woman requires from a man. You know what I'm saying? So a man could always say, I date a younger woman. You know what I'm saying? And take care of her. You know what I'm saying? Versus dating somebody as they get older that's disrespectful and entitled and can't follow suit. Because this is the last thing I'm going to say in reference to this, what I'm saying. If a man turnaround comes correct, right? And when I mean come correct, he trusts himself. He don't change who he is for the woman, but the woman changes who she is for the man. Because when a man changes who he is for the woman, it takes away his value, right? And a woman don't respect it no more because now she's the one leading and he's not the one leading. Something to think about.
I agree with that one. Yeah, it's a lot to think about. That's pretty interesting that you say that. But I would say that's for the average woman. I will agree with that. And the average man, I won't even say that for the average man. When it comes to them becoming more grounded when they become older, I look at that different. I think when women get older, they become more grounded. When they're going through those phases in their lives, when they're trying to figure themselves out, they are all of that you speak of. But men, I get it. I respect that. But I still say the woman is the prize. The woman and the man can both be the prize, though. I wouldn't say one is over the other. I really want to hear what Sis has to say. But I want to say this part, too. I agree with the first part you was talking about, how social media got, you know, a lot of these skits. I'm going to say that. Because that's interesting. The one that was in a restaurant with the oysters, that was a DM slide in. And she had been blowing him off, and it's like, okay, she went on ahead and took him up on his offer. But the girl with the cheesecake factory, they actually met face-to-face. And she was at a bar somewhere, and everybody was trying to holler at her. She wouldn't give anybody no holler, but she ended up giving him holler because I guess it's personality or whatever. So that is to be true, and I still think that one was staged with the 48 oysters. But since you're still there, Dante, I want Dante to respond. Dante, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, did you hear everything what Jerome said about the man being more valued and being a prize and
yeah.
the woman. Okay. What's your thoughts
yeah, I heard
on that?
It. Okay. Well, like you just said, I don't feel like I agree like with a lot of the stuff he said as far as like a man being more of a prize. I feel like what you said, like what you just recently said, I feel like the man is not more of a prize. I feel like you said, women and men are equally, you know, more of that
right.
award and that prize, you know, because
right.
both of them, if you take one of them out, they all both of them rely on each other. Both of them hold weight. Both of them have value. Both of them have substance. And I feel like when we start looking at it from that viewpoint and going about it in that manner, then you start seeing, you know, better results and better things coming from that. But when you say one is better than the other, then you create division, and then it's like a competition, and both parties can never, you know, work together in harmony like they were created to be.
One thing I will agree with what Jerome said as far as like if a man changed for the woman, I won't necessarily take away his value, but I will say that the woman will look at him differently because I know I do. Like, I don't want a man to change for me. I want a man to be who he is. You know what I'm saying? So when he bends to my will, it's like I look at you different. I don't want to use a W word and say he's weak, but I just look at him as not being, I guess strong. I guess weak is the opposite of that, so. I had to think about that, but yeah, definitely that. Since you're still there, what's your girlfriend name, Dante?
Joy.
Joy, hold on 1 second, Joy. If you said it, I want you to respond to. Since you want to respond or you got a comment or what's your thoughts? Jerome be bringing the thought provoking.
You know,
Jerome.
I don't think that if a man changes because of a woman, he may see some changes, I think, within himself that he needs to make. And as he's making those changes, so that he can be better for himself and better for her. I don't think nothing's wrong with that.
I agree with that too.
At all. And I don't think it's weak either. And I think that's the perception that a lot of men take away, that if they make these changes because they with this woman or whatever, that she going to perceive them as weak. And I don't know, I think as you get older and mature, those are the necessary things that need to happen because those things don't happen when you're younger and you in your 20s or early 30s, you know? So,
right.
Yeah,
I was being very careful with using the word weak because that's really not the word I wanted to use, but it's because it's not to call them weak. But I know me personally, if I have a guy that wants to just do whatever I say or that I don't want, I need a guy to be his individual self. You know what I'm saying? I do agree with what you say. It's nothing wrong with changing to better yourself, but I don't want you to change to be this certain person for me. I don't want that. Definitely change. Because I'm going to change. I'm not going to be the same person I was last month. And next month, I'm going to be different than I am this month. That's just me understanding, you know, myself and my growth and what I need to do to better myself. But, yeah, I'm going to leave that there. But I get what you said, sis. There's nothing wrong with a person changing, you know what I'm saying, and wanting to better themselves. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And the same thing for a woman. Like, you know, it is a lot of women out here that will change and want to be this for the man. But, I think that's when that woman is trying to find herself, as they say. But once she gets to that point where she understanding the type. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, very, very good. I just want to make sure I got these new headphones because they be going out on me. Yeah, so, yeah, I understand how that can be from both sides. Go ahead.
But, sis, but, so what happens, I mean, what my thought is, so when a woman makes necessary changes to be with a man, how much does he value that? You know, if he's telling her, you know, these are some things that I don't too much care for or I don't go for, if she make those changes, then what does he think at the end if things don't work out? You know, and she's like, well, I done made these changes and it still don't work out.
Here's another scenario. I'm going to give you another scenario in 1 second, and it's a very common scenario, and I'm sure if everyone haven't experienced it, they know someone who had experienced it. But I want Jerome. Go ahead, Jerome. Jerome wanted to chat back in.
No, I was just going to say, I think I know, men, we need to come. Mm-hmm. When we already encounter a woman, we need to already come in our relationship as who we are, because change is good, but it's some things that a man shouldn't have to change about himself, especially if he didn't build himself and he has to stand on the Constitution. Everybody has to have non-negotiables. So when I say change, I'm not necessarily saying drastic change, but I'm going to tell y'all a true fact, right? I know a brother right now changed his ways for what his woman had needed, said she needed for the relationship, right? She wanted him to get out the street, stop, right? Dude went into the union, got it, you know what I'm saying? Got the trade. He trying to live his family life because she told him she ain't going to have a baby unless he changed his ways from the street shit, right? Long story short, he did the very thing that she asked, right? But still wouldn't give that man a child. And then in return, go get a street dude. You see what I'm saying? So I said that to say this. As a man, it's important to stand on our Constitution. And as men, we don't do a lot of self-work and a lot of self-evaluation to where we chipping at ourselves, refining our character to where we walking in a situation knowing who we are. Because when we walk into a situation knowing who we are, we don't give people an opportunity to change who we are. You know what I'm saying? And if I change and bend to my woman's will, guess what? No. It doesn't make sense because man build and woman add too. And when it comes, and when a man builds something and he go court his woman and bring her into, because man bring woman into his world. Woman don't bring man into hers. You know what I'm saying? Because when a man brings a woman into his world, man bring woman into his world, woman don't bring a man into hers. Because when a man bring a woman into his world, he done already set the tone. But when a woman turn around brings a man into her world, she pretty much, she running things. So the man is not the leading one. He's the following one. You know what I'm saying? And I think in society, they have made it a thing where they have against strong men. And sometimes we'll be like, oh, he a little too strong. And strong don't necessarily have to be physical. Because me, I don't walk around like I'm this bravado being. My strength is quiet. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But just understanding that, I got a strong sense about myself, and I'm sure of myself, and this is what's going on. And in the moment, men get back into their place to where they understand a role. And I heard somebody use the word equality, right, and equal.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't think there's an equal, because I don't think our roles are not equal. Therefore, although our contributions should be equal, right, because Because what women offer is the more so an intangible thing that they bring, that y'all bring to the table. Because it's like it's a feeling more so when we connect with y'all, more so than something tangible. When men come, we come in with physical things. You see what I'm saying? Because a man show he love a woman by reaching in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? Because whenever a man love a woman, he going to do for her. You know what I'm saying? But it's also when a woman change who she is for that man, a man appreciate that and respect that. Because I heard the sister say, what about when a man, when a woman change who she is for the betterment of the relationship and then it don't work? A man appreciate that and respects that because it shows that my woman appreciates and respects my leadership, especially if he's not leading the family in the wrong direction. So I just wanted to say, the last thing I wanted to say is men should have a constitution that we stand on to where we're not able to be changed, because society is changing us too often to where we have nothing to stand on. And every room we go in, we adjusting who we are for that space, that person, or that environment. No, we have to remain who we are.
Mm. Okay, Israel, 239. All this time, I did not know that was you, sweet. I just realized that was my daughter. I'm like, who is that person? My bad. I'm getting used to the new numbers. Joy, you still there, huh?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you want to respond?
That was a lot to take in.
I know.
Just listening. I'm trying to gather it.
He breathes.
But
Jerome,
he had a lot
to do too, though.
Yeah. I'm gonna go back on mute and collect and collect what was just said.
Okay. I thought you open, so you can tap in at any time if you wanted to respond. But the story I was going to tell you guys was, because I know we've all either, like I said, experienced this or know someone who experienced it. So another video that I just recently saw where the guy exposed his wife for cheating. So I guess he checked her phone. Well, no, I know he checked her phone. She was in the bathroom. She's thinking that he's doing a video, of course, for TikTok or something. But he's asking her, okay, so 4 weeks ago, where were you? 2 weeks ago, where were you? Blah, blah, blah. The whole time, he already knows she's cheating on him. They're married, been married for a few years or whatever. Now, when he met her, she was with someone else. So technically, she cheated on her dude with this guy. So basically, how you get them is how you're going to lose them, because that's exactly what happened, right?
Right.
But the guy was his best friend. They were best friends since college, and they were business partners, right? So he ended up messing with his wife, sleeping with his wife. They're together now. But this is the interesting thing about the story. So in her mind, the same guy who I was telling y'all brought the other couple, the Cheesecake Factory couple, on, he brought these people on. He brought the husband on first, then the wife. These are all separate interviews. And then the best friend. I couldn't watch the best friend. It was just like at that point, I was just exhausted. But I was interested in hearing what she had to say. Now, she did show a video where it was their anniversary, and they had went to a jewelry store, and he saw this necklace that he wanted, but he didn't buy it. So she ended up buying it for him. He was just being so ungrateful. He didn't want it. Send it back. I don't want it. I don't want to do holidays. I don't want to do anniversaries. But that was the only thing that she could say that he did wrong for her to go and sleep with and start a relationship with his best friend / business partner, right? But in her mind, the guy that she was with first, who she cheated on her new husband with, well, she ended up, you know, cheating with the other guy with, she said that he wasn't good enough. He was lacking a lot. He didn't have any ambition. He didn't have any goals. She even called him a Jody from Baby Boy, right? So the husband, Thomas, had everything. He had money. He had status. He had business. He was about something. So she ended up cheating with the guy, but then ended up marrying the guy. So she get in this relationship with this man who was doing everything for her, but then she wanted more. So the guy called her, you know, how the monkeys just hang from one branch to another, and that's what a lot of women do. And it's guys do it too, but it's more common for us as women, like, just jump from relationship to relationship. My thing is, it's going to happen to her again, because if she becomes unhappy with Rick, that's his name. I'm calling them their names like I know them. She's going to end up doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But she want to say she's not looking for someone to take care of her, but you done left this man. Now you with this guy. Now you with the best friend. Who's to say you're not going to do the same thing to that person? I say all that to say, because we were talking about changing. You know what I'm saying? So the guy wouldn't change for her, but then the husband she married, I guess the things he was doing, he wouldn't change. So she just left from that man and went to that man. Now she's with that man. It doesn't matter to me. Like, if a person going to accept your changes, they're going to accept your changes. It's just me. Me, I'm going to make all the changes for myself. That's just because I'm 51 years old. Again, maybe when I was going through the phases where I was learning myself, I may have, and I'm sure I have, and I don't really want to take the moment to say, okay, but did I do it with this person? I'm sure I have made some guy in my life. Possibly. Or I might have just always been that type of person. But now, being 51 and experiencing what I experienced with guys, I would never change for a man. And I just think the older you get, you become more grounded, using the words that Jerome used, and that's a fact. So what's y'all thoughts on that? Like, I'm sure you guys have heard a story similar to that, even if you haven't heard that story or may have even experienced it. Like, who's to say you're going to be satisfied? And who's to say, what's the word, what's the term that stand on your, what you say, Jerome? Stand on your who? A person need to stand. I think that goes for both men. Go ahead.
You got to stand on your own personal constitution. You have to have some non-negotiables.
Constitution. There you go. And I think that's with men and women as we become older, because we're more experienced, we know what our values are, and we're not going to change that for anyone. So there you go. I like that word. I'm gonna have to put that on a T-shirt. Stand on your own constitution. Yeah. Is you there still?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you want to?
I was just listening.
Okay, that's great.
So I think the video that you're talking about, it was on. The guy's name is Kevin. Is
Kevin?
LaTruth.
Yeah, that's
you
his
know,
name.
His name is Kevin. His brother is LaTruth. You know,
I don't know who that is.
Brianna LaTruth, Brianna Hampton LaTruth. She used to be all over Facebook. And her husband was all over Facebook. They always did skits and stuff together. And they going through a divorce now.
Oh, I'm not even.
Yeah, so they going through a divorce now. But that's who. That's where the video was. His name is Kevin. And because I was like, wait a minute, let me look to see where. I know I seen it somewhere. But I've seen people change.
So did you see the video? Did you watch the video? What else? It was like a three part, but like I said, I watched
the guy.
No, I
didn't see it.
I just
seen that that's where it's at.
Okay.
That's where, you know, that's where it was at. But I think people make the changes that they need to as they get older and with experience and age.
Yeah. Because like I said, I've said it before, like I didn't make any drastic changes until like I was in my 40s. You know what I'm saying? Like, though I saw things happening in my face, and of course I was experiencing it, and sometimes out of body experiences, I still didn't realize.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Queen, you gotta see what's going on, but. Everyone is their own individual. So we can say, okay, this is the process. We can say, okay, this is what it looks like. But we all have to experience it ourselves. Like even with my children, they all in their 30s. They're at that age right now where they're about to start, if not, seeing a difference. You know what I'm saying? What we're talking about. But, yeah, everyone, Absolutely, absolutely, Jerome. Everyone has to experience things on their own. But Jerome always brings the wisdom, though. He really does, and it makes you think, because it's like, wow, it's a shit you do, too. Dante, you do, too. Dante, I have some. Dante, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I had a listener call me about you. He say, who's that one guy that was on the air the other day? He was like, he had some good things to say. That's when you did your show. I forgot the topic. But, yeah, I said, that's Dante. That's my new co-host. So you get a sidebar compliment. But, yeah, I like you guys' responses. I love to hear the male point of view, though, because it is different. Yeah. But, yeah, I definitely want to talk about dating in 2023. It is different. I don't even know. Sis did mention earlier that folks don't have understand the dating etiquette. And, of course, there's really no book. And we can either do traditional dating or just modern dating. I don't even know if it's considered modern dating these days because it's just different. I don't think I would date. I would date. Mm-mm. What about you, sis? Would you date?
Now, yeah, you know, I would. But like I said, I'm older, so a lot of stuff I don't have the time for. A lot of, like, games and all, I don't have the patience for it. So I'm quick to say, you know, like, upfront. I'm very upfront about what it is that I'm interested in, what I'm looking for, and
right.
The things that I require of somebody.
Right.
And it ain't being the richest person. But if you can't stimulate me mentally, we ain't got nothing. Because I'm going to be bored. You could be the finest thing ever. That don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. So, you know.
I definitely agree with that part. That mental definitely has to come first. Because that's the most important. To me, I think that's the most important. What you think, Jerome, real quick? We're gonna be closing out in a second, but I just wanted to get a quick response from you. Like, what are you thinking dating or finding that mate was most important? Put it in order when it comes to the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. I'm going to use that word. What comes first, or can you put it in order?
Absolutely. Of course, it's physical because that's the first thing we look at, right? So after the physical, the mental and the spirit has to be there. And once the mental and spirit or emotion don't come in, because the spirit and emotion go hand in hand because they are both sensitive, right? But,
right.
I definitely say, like, just the energy, the authenticity, for real. You know what I'm saying? Because all the other stuff, like, for real. And just looking for that connection more so than the attraction, I would say that.
I definitely agree. How would you put yours in order, sis?
Of course you see the physical in somebody, but you know, for me, I'd be like, yeah, he nice looking. But like I said, it has to be something that attracts me mentally, that catches me. It has to be that energy. Otherwise, I'm not interested because I know I would get bored and I would be like, you know what, this ain't going to work out. And for me, that means a lot. And then, of course, you know, it's their spiritual aspects, where are you coming from, how was you raised, those type of things play a role in how a person is. So, of course, I want to know those things, too. Those are important as well, you know, and I need, for me, somebody that's emotionally stable and available, you know, because a lot of men out here being hurt, just like a lot of women have, too, and a lot of people don't know how to deal with
their the pain that they have or the past issues that they have. So, yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. What about you, Dante? How would you put those four in order? Dante, go.
I mean, just like Brother Jerome said, like, you see the physical already, you know, you want to, of course, like, before choosing your mate or choosing the person that you want to connect with on a deep level, you want to make sure that they are keeping themselves up, how they dress, how they carry themselves, their mannerism, how they speak. You know, of course, that's going to be the top. The main thing, like, out of everything that outweighs everything is the spiritual aspect, because the spiritual aspect is the main core of their spirit and who they are. If they're not right on the spiritual level, if they're not thriving on the spiritual level, and that stuff shows itself and it comes out of them and it lines up with the character and all the other qualities of what that kind of person or who that kind of person is. So the main thing that's paramount, of course, is the spiritual aspect, because you could be so poor in spirit and so downcasted in spirit, and that can begin to show and how you carry yourself, your clothes. You can be that low, and it can make an escape externally by just showing just how messed up you are. So spiritual is for sure paramount. That's the core of every living thing.
Mm. Okay, y'all. I love it. I'm loving it. I would actually have to think about those too, because I wasn't expecting Jerome to say the physical, but I guess it makes sense. I would say, if y'all interested, me, I would definitely say the mind is first. That mental, that mindset, what makes you tick, would go first. The physical to me is definitely, like, I would say last. Because definitely, with me, it's the mind, of course, the spirit, of course, the emotion, even though they work hand in hand, and then the physical. Because the physical, I mean, I wouldn't want anybody that's just like, I'm not big on looks, even though I enjoy a nice looking person, but that's not, if I was to choose a mate, that wouldn't be at the top for me. It definitely would be the mind. How you thinking? What makes you tick? Like, where you coming from mentally? Where you being mentally? You know what I'm saying? I think that leads, even with me, like, that's very important to me. My mental stability is very important to me. But that's just me. But I like all y'all answers, though. Joy, I know you got it on mute, but if you want to give your four real quick, I'll be interested to know what your four is in that order.
I think, like Dante said, of course, I think the spirit, because I feel like, you know, you could be cute on the outside, but everything else could be ugly and jacked up.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that your spirit controls everything else. What's in you got to come out. So I definitely feel like the spirit first, and then I feel like it will connect with the mental and how you think. And then physically, you could dress anything up. You could dress anything up, but you never know what's inside of a person, because I said what's in is going to come out. So, yeah, that's what I think.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I appreciate your input, Joy. It was nice to have you on the air tonight. Bree or Amber, absolutely. Y'all want to tap in and give y'all a quick response real quick? If not, it's cool. I know y'all just hanging out. Let me see. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I get that, Jerome. Absolutely. She's like, next time. It's okay, Aaron. Well, I definitely enjoyed you guys. I was twiddling my thumbs for a few minutes at the beginning of the show, but I definitely appreciate you guys tapping in and supporting the show. This was a great show. This was a great show. We gotta get together, my co-host, so we can get back on the schedule so we can get some more topics in rotation. But this was a very great dialogue. I appreciate everyone's input. And as always, it is a little bit after 8 o'clock. Definitely had a great show tonight. As always, I do appreciate y'all. I will everybody had a good Sunday and they have a good week moving forward. If you guys have any topics, you know where to hit me up at to suggest any topics. Let's see what's going on. Okay, I got you. Yeah, so yes, I want everybody to have a very good Sunday evening. It was a pleasure having you guys on the air today. And with that being said, you guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday in the Dramatic Wave Radio with the Queen and her co-hosts. I had three of my co-hosts on today. That's what's up. Bye, you guys. Peace.
To the dark side, somewhere inside my childhood, witnessed my heart die. And even though we both came from the same places, the money and the fame made us all change places. How could it be through the misery that came to pass? The hard times make a true friend afraid to ask. A currency, but you can run to me when you need. And I never leave, honestly, someone to believe in. As you can see, it's a small thing to a truth. What could I do? Real homie help you get through. And coming new, he'd do the same thing if he could. Cause in the hood, true homies make you feel good. And half the time, we be acting up. Call the cops, bringing a cease to the peace that was on my block. Never stop when my mama asked me, will it change? I tell her, yeah, but it's clear always she the same.
I know,
the
right?
These broken wings, I need okay. Your hand to come and heal me once again.
Until the end of time. So you know, I don't hang around the house much. This all night, money making got me out of touch. Shit, ain't blessed to smile in a long while. An unexpected birth, works of the ghetto child. My attitude got me walking solo, ride all alone in my Lolo. Watching the whole world move in slow-mo. Before my time disappear, listen to the ocean. Smoking poor stick, my thoughts in the sack of ghosting. Who can I trust in this cold world? My phony homie had a baby by my old girl. But I ain't tripping, I'm a player, I ain't sweating him. I sexed his sister, had a mommy like a Mexican. This Mexican, no remorse, it was meant to happen. Besides rapping, only thing I did good was rapping. Until the end of time.
These broken wings, yeah. I need your hands to come and heal
me. Yeah, I like
you,
I like you.
Until the end of time.
They conversate, but death row full of demonstrators. And in the end, drinking Hennessy made all my enemies envy me. So cold when I flow, eliminating easily. Fall to their knees, they plead for their right to bleed. While begging me to keep the peace. What I can see, closer to achieve. In times of danger, don't freeze. Time to be a G. Follow my lead, I supply everything you need. Announce the game and the training to make a G. Remember me as an outcast outlaw. Another hour I'm out, that's what I'm about for. Getting raw till the day I see my casket. Buried as a G while the whole world remembers me. Until the end of time. These broken wings, I need your hand to come and heal me once again.
Until the end of time.
These broken wings. the time. All crazy out here. Guess it's just my environment. How you people be treating. Until the end of time. You die and wow. Ain't no mystery. You get what you give. Feel me? You come like that. I can't tell you what. Maybe it's the thug in me.